Pastor Claudette Aubert.
Give it to me. Nothing that I did. Glory to God. Nothing that I was searching for. But he told me I was a byproduct of grace. Are you a byproduct of grace? It's something left that God gave us. Like they have, you know, byproducts of oil and gas and everything else. But we're a byproduct of what Jesus did. Yes, keep on playing. Glory to God. And then the Lord brought back to memory, and I'm going to get to the word. He brought back to memory, I was brushing my teeth this morning. And my aunt would always say this when I was a young girl, and then she showed it to me in the Bible as I grew up. She said, serve the Lord. Always serve the Lord with a trembling and a fear. I mean, I'm brushing my teeth and hear this word coming, these words coming to my ear. You know, she brought me as far as she could bring me. She would do her Bible study in the morning, pray for me, make me get up on Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning, 6 o'clock. Had to get out of the bed and pray. Pray for an hour. But that's what God brought me back to that point from. See, we're still in the Thanksgiving season. We're still in the Jesus season. We still got to remember what God taught us. But what she was telling me here, years later, she was born in 1900. Years later, I'm still thinking about the things she taught me. That's why we must remember about Jesus. That's why we must tell our children about Jesus and the things he did. But when she said, serving with the trembling and the fear, and I know that meant reverence God. I know that. And everybody, you know, you hear preachers say that. But God gave me a deeper revelation. Ooh, I feel the Holy Spirit. A deeper revelation what she was telling me. Little did I know what she was proclaiming. But whenever you get up in front of anybody, don't ever think you're doing it yourself. Whatever, ooh, I feel it again. Whatever you do in life, wherever you go in life, don't ever think you're doing it yourself. You need the Lord. You need the Lord with you. Don't ever get too cocky. Don't ever get too bold. Don't ever get too prideful. So think you'll never need God. That at any moment, he could take it from you. Not on your life, but take the anointing. Don't ever. Small, minute as you may think, Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, how trivial that was to some. But it meant so much. Humble yourself. Don't be so to the point that you can't give God thanks. Come on, that you're taking for granted. We take life and his life, what he did for us, for granted. We just let these, to us, maybe seem small. When I look at the people in Haiti this morning, they don't even have homes. Hungry, waiting. And yet we can say thank you. I can't do anything for them right now. You know, we help out whatever way we can, but I can send a prayer. I say, Lord, send a laborer. So I began to start thinking about how good God has been. All these things is allowing us to do. Thank you. In this season, that's what it must be about Jesus. You see the signs, Jesus, the reason for the season, everything. And God, he brought me back to those words she said about serving God with a trembling and a fear. Any moment, he could have said no. I could have been born somewhere else or whatever. Why would you take me out of a home with everybody else and bring me to a special place so I can learn about you? Because God has a plan. He has a plan for each one of your lives in here. I know that now. The revelation came. I can't do it. I can't make things happen. But I rely on God. Am I making sense? Even situation with your children, situation with your homes, he's reminding us to always look to God as your source. Always look to him as your refuge. Always look to him as Oh my God. He's not a byproduct. He is the thing you want. I don't care what they say or do to you. Glory to God. How many show up? How many doesn't show up? That's a good word. Doesn't matter. Because my eyes are upon you. You are my strength. You are my source. Somebody get the Amplified Bible out regarding. There's a scripture I want you to look at. I'll tell you when to get there. Glory to God. Isaiah 41:10. And I'm still not in the word yet. I'm still not in the word yet. But it's so powerful. Do you sense the anointing already? Is God speaking to you already? I don't care what you do. Put God first. He'll make it happen for you. Oh, God, I'm just in there. I'm in somebody's business right now. You just praise him and thank him through the situation. You're going to see the goodness of God show up no matter what. It's going to overlook. It's going to be a byproduct. Glory to God. I'm getting eyes in for them. But the Lord brought me back to that man at the pool. Glory to God. I'm still there. Somebody says you're rambling. No, but I'm found the Holy Spirit. Because he's touching somebody's life. He's in my legs. Glory to God. He said they were at the pool and Jesus showed up. And he went straight to the man who had been there the longest waiting on something. Don't you think Jesus know where you are? He know what's on your mind. He knows what you're dealing with. It says 38 years. That is how old some of you are in here. But you're waiting on something. Somebody's waiting on something. And they were waiting for the angel to come and move and trouble the water. Waiting for that, because that was the custom then. Yeah. But God is here to break all traditions. I'll surpass, I'll step over, I'll do what I got to do. Whoever it is that want me. He'd been wanting it, but he was, you know, things he couldn't move on his own. But God said, I'm ready to do it now. And I saw that. But Jesus said, you got to do something for me. First of all, he asked him a question. Do you want to be made whole? He didn't even ask him about healing, if you notice that. This paper is bothering me. Please, somebody pick it up. Something when you know anointing small things are bothering. Because this God is a God of excellence. At least in the church house. I may have stuff down at my house. Glory to God. But God's Spirit could come in. But he said this. Do you want? Jesus made the statement. Tell your neighbor, Jesus said this. Do you want to be made whole? It could happen now. It could happen. But he has to get your participation. He got to get your want to. He got to see how much you want it. Glory to God. The man started giving excuses. Jesus didn't come for excuses. He said, you know, I try to do it every year. But people step in there before me. But Jesus said, I'm talking to you now. So if you want it, you can have it. You don't need people to get you there. Oh, come on, get the revelation. I want to tell you, revelation, you don't need people to get you there. You got the word right here that can get you there. I'm here right now to get you there. I just need you to believe. I just need you to reach out. Come on, Holy Ghost. The man didn't understand. All Jesus said, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Never walked before, never did any things before. Didn't even need a hand. He just needed a word. And that's what I believe you came here today for, a word. A word that's going to pick you up. A word that's going to cause you to rise. A word that's going to cause you to walk again. A word that's going to cause you to run again. A word that's going to give you strength again. A word that's going to meet your need today. A word that's going to help you in a time of trouble. You're just like that man, caught up in a situation, glory to God, in an immovable situation. I believe the word is going to transform you today. I just know that's kind of God we serve. And the man got up at the word. In other words, you got to act at the time he tells you. He got up, picked up his bed. But the fact is, he had to reach out. He had to do something. See, the Lord telling you today, you got to do something. I mean, I'm here to fix the problem. But glory to God, we can't just sit and say, God, now do it for me like that. You got to open up yourself. You got to open up. Come on, Holy Ghost. You got to open up yourself. The man had to open up his heart, had to open up his thoughts, had to open up his mind. Come on, glory to God. My God, when you open up yourself, God can fill those empty spots. You got to take a leap of faith. In other words, you got to take a leap of trust. Trust in the Maker. Trust in God. Now, as I told you, and I started this, and the Lord happened, chance, that I was in the bookstore, glory to God, Lifeway bookstore, and I was about to check out at the counter. And, you know, I see things, and the Lord will give me sermons out of stuff. You know, he'll see a billboard. He'll make it out a sermon. Glory to God. Use practical things. Glory to God. He'll use anything, that piece of paper, the house of clean. Excellence. That's a sermon. But anyway, I was checking out and had some other signs. And, oh, I'll tell you what, all kinds of signs God did the other day. And I looked over there. And I see signs all the time. You know, he says, wise men seek him. Wise men seek him. Talk about, you know, that's the story of Jesus. Ooh, I feel anointing God. And it's about the Christmas story. You know that. We're going to talk about that in a minute. You know where I'm going with that, because we're in that season now. But he stopped it this way. He says, wise men seek. Okay. He didn't put him in there. Wise men. Are you wise? You're going to start seeking. We know it's him, but you're going to start seeking some stuff. And God's going to start showing you some stuff. Wise men, if you're wise, you're going to hear the word. We're going to go through that sermon today, glory to God. You're going to start seeking them. You know Matthew 6 and 33, one of the first one comes up. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. We're going to see what's going to be added today. Oh, I'm loving it already. I'm loving it. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I've already prayed the Holy Spirit take control of today. Rivers of water is going to cover your problems, going to cover my problems, your situations, my situations. Because out of my belly, I'm expecting a supernatural to happen out of my spirit. God's pouring into our spirit today. But we're going to start seeking some stuff. We've been praying, but he's going to show us how to seek. That's God. Misery is going to leave somebody's house. I heard that just now. When you start seeking, misery is going to leave your house. It cannot stay there when you're full of the word, when you're full of God, full of the thoughts, glory to God. Oh, my God. Y'all want me getting the sermon in a hurry. I'm trying to preface this thing. Isaiah 26 and 3, glory to God. He said, a mind that stayed on thee. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's what? It didn't say will be. It's kept. How you going to keep me, Lord? And the title today, he said, wise men seek peace.
All right now.
Hallelujah.
Peace, nothing broken. Yes. Nothing's happening. Glory to God in your life. Start seeking God. Right. I'm beginning to get like a drunk man right now. Right. And then he brought me back to Isaiah 96. He said, this child that's going to be born to you shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He began to tell all the names of it. But one of the names he said he's going to be called. The Prince of Peace. How many of you need peace today? And I brought that up because yesterday when I was ministering to the women, I did a survey. I said, you know, we got their names and then got me everything else. And I asked them out of the ordinary. I began to think about the Lord had given me. I said, what is it you need from the Lord today? Most people would have said a lot of stuff. But you know the word that came out? That's how I know this is confirmation. Peace. These women sitting in jail. And what are they asking God for? Peace. Wise men seek peace. When you get the peace of God, you can be in prison and still have his peace. That's wise. They didn't have to come to hear the word because it's a choice. Then I asked another one said, I want joy. I would have imagined if it were me, you know, in situation, you know, not me the way I am now. Most of them would say, I want to go home. I want to get out of here. That's the answer I was looking for them to say, you know. And I was going to give them the way out. But it didn't say, I want to go home. I want peace. They're miserable. I want my peace. Didn't the Lord promise to give us peace? This Christmas, no matter what's happened, what's broken, what is going on, this year, Brother Randy told me that the year is coming to an end real quick. I can't believe it that quick. But before this year ends, Lord, I want my peace. I want my joy. And I can... commended those ladies for want that. And they were saying, I want Jesus. One of them at the end, I thought she was being busy. You know, they looked like they were playing and stuff. And the others kept looking at her. I said, don't be distracted. But you know, the Lord had a change of heart in the service. She said, I want my life to be turned around. And she said, how can God forgive me? She said, if you're a sinner, you can always be a sinner. I've done some things. I said, no. Once you accept him in Christ, you're in Christ now. Yes, you've done some sin, but you're no longer a sinner. Now, he doesn't. I agree with you. He doesn't like the sin. But look at this. I gave the example. I'm going to the sermon. And I gave the example of this. Glory to God. I said, you remember the prodigal son? He was in sin. He had done wrong, but he was still the father's child. And the father still was waiting. So you were still a child, but you got to stop the sin. That just turned a light bulb on. Your children don't stop being your children because they mess up. You just help them. The father will not throw you out because you messed up. I hope I'm helping somebody. You're still his son. You just got to recognize that you're still his son or daughter. You got to have the revelation that he's still my father. I can go back home at any time. I messed up, Father. Forgive me, Father. And he's going to restore you because you accepted him. Am I making it simple? That's the only way I could break it down to them. And that restored her peace. She looked a little Hispanic. She said, but will it receive me? People don't know just how far that word needs to go. You still, when the peace of God comes, everything you receive, when you accepted him that day, everything he has is yours. A part of his life is peace. God wants you with peace. So I sent another word, teachable moments. These are teachable moments. Got a bunch of teachers in here. So now here's the time to plant another word. Here's John 14 and 27. Didn't the Lord tell you, if you read that Bible, and if you didn't, I read it to them, peace I give. That's a gift from God. Yeah. Wise men seek peace. God said, I want you to receive this gift. Once you get the peace, everything else is going to start lining up. Because the stuff's not going to worry you as it should. The enemy would think it should be worrying you. But he said, look at this. He said, look at this. John 14, 27, you can turn there. Peace I give. Well, God has given, the devil can't take it away unless you give it away. Let me say that again. I said it a little fast. The devil can't take your peace unless you give it to him. And we're all subject to that. So we have to catch ourselves. We're about to let it go. Am I making sense? Somebody said, but I ain't got no peace on this and that. The others want to do stuff to themselves. Glory to God. I said, young ladies, as if it wasn't but the grace of God, I could have been in here too. We all have done something. Yeah. I started to give them, you know, and I hate to use word because stuff happens after that. I've ran red lights. I've done, you know, I'm just using stuff as an example, you know. But to God, you can't let stuff hold you back. People have broken the law, in other words. You don't do it intentionally, I hope. Okay, y'all smiling. Don't look at me when you smile. I'm thinking things. But it's about the grace of God. Have a peace. I don't care what has happened to your past. What have you done in the past? God is a forgiving God, and I brought him that. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. That's something. When God will forgive me of my sins, no matter what it's been. Isaiah 43, you look at that. We talked about that last week. He said, let's plead together. I'll remember your sin no more. So I got to bring people. That's a gift because it's stopping people from progressing. Lady sent me a note day after Thanksgiving asking me to forgive her. You think I'm going to hold her up? I'm being blessed when the Holy Spirit done told you to ask for forgiveness. I said, okay, but all is well. You don't have to go into details, glory to God. The Holy Spirit will convict you because you can't get no peace. She was asking for peace. Wise men seek peace. I'm sure it in scripture. Glory to God. Tell somebody all is well. I'm giving you these examples because this is what the Lord given to me. Now, I have other stuff that I plan to say, but I don't know who needed this word today. Glory to God. So, Lord, I seek your peace today. Peace within. This Christmas, I want peace. I want joy. Some of you can't sleep at night because the peace of God must surround you. Your mind is on so much stuff. Cause headaches, strokes. You know, I'm hearing this too. Doesn't make sense, but I hear it. Causing amnesia too. You're forgetting stuff. So much on your mind. Anybody in here lately? Okay. Holy Ghost. Too much. The Lord wants us to have peace. This is a message. Does it make sense? It's simple. But I want you to have my peace. The peace that I want to give you. Cast your cares upon me. Stop letting Uno have to do it to me, number one. We have to always fight to keep our peace. The Lord told us we would have to do this. That's why I'm coming to bring all these scriptures back to mind. You have to fight to keep your sanity. Fight to keep, because the enemy is after your mind. He was after Jesus' mind. You're not different from Jesus. Jesus had to fight with you fighting. Just filled with the Holy Ghost, God anointed. Here, the first thing he comes to is tempt him. Tempt him with food. Y'all got tempted at Thanksgiving. Tempt him with other stuff. Then he comes to make him want to jump off the cliff. See, you know the angel's going to keep you. Commit suicide. He'll tempt you. Oh, but God. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. You got to tell him to get behind you. Am I making sense? I'm coming to put a plan of word. Tell him to get thee behind you. Jesus had to vocalize that thing. You know why? Because just saying it in your mind, not enough. You got to put it in the atmosphere. You got to hear yourself say it. Get thee behind me, Satan. Man should not live by what? Bread alone by what? Every word that what? Proceeded. Are you God? Are you God? Some of you don't know that. Yes, you are. You're the small G-O-D's. You're made like him. So that's why it got to proceed out of your mouth like it proceeded out of Jesus' mouth. You got to say something because the God lives inside of you. I want my peace. Get thee behind me. I'm not going to spend another minute. Your sorrow tried to come upon you. Sadness tried to come upon you. Disgust tried to come upon you. Frustration got to come on. Walk that thing out and say, no, get thee behind me. I'm not going to let you steal another joy minute out of my life. You got to walk it out. You got to tell it. You got to speak it. Jesus himself. Did you read that? Himself had to tell, say it out loud. Get thee behind me. I'm going to make this thing. I'm going to have, it's going to happen. I'm going to walk it out. Am I helping anybody? Because I want my peace. I want what God has for me. Harold, we're in Matthew chapter 2. I guess I'll just continue with the way I'm going. Matthew chapter 2. They had a hit man out for a baby. All the hitmen out there, you hear all that stuff going on. Matthew chapter 2, and I'm going back to Isaiah 41 and 10. Amplify. Matthew chapter 2. Jesus, when he first got here, 2 years old about, Harold had put a hitman out. That let you know from day one, the hitman is out after you. I know my case. He tried to drown me the first day. Matthew 2, we're coming back to Isaiah 41 and 10. I haven't forgotten it. Glory to God, because he's given me a special word for you in that one. I want to show you that. A baby. That's why we have to pray for babies and pray for children. Now, you know this Christmas story? Keep playing. Almost there. Glory to God. Look at verse 1 and 2, we'll try to get there for a minute. I heard this just now. Tell them there was trouble in the land. Now I'm going to go to Matthew 2. And he tell me there was trouble in the land. Isn't that true today? He came here and there was trouble. But look what he said. Matthew said this. He says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and I found out Bethlehem meant house of bread. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Wise men worship. That's another point. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. That's that word. And all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. That's a lie. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till he came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek, here it is, the young child to destroy him. We'll stop. Now these wise men, they're astrologers. They look in the heavenlies and they see things, and they knew about this star that was supposed to come, and this star suddenly appeared. And so they watched it on Herod, heard about it. He was troubled. The enemy's troubled because you know the Lord. And he said, I want to worship him. He's troubled. But I watched this. The hit was out. But God always gives you a way of escape. So the wise men went and did what they were supposed to do because it was already inscribed that they were going to do that. They were going to find him. They're going to do this. They're going to find him like that. But I noticed something. When Jesus was born, he was in the manger, but now he's in the house. God knows where to put you. God knows where to put you. Okay, and he also knows how to protect you. He knows how to keep you. Come on, Holy Ghost. He knows how to hold you. See, when you're seeking God, he knows how to protect you, to keep you, to hold you, to spare you, to save you. When you start seeking God, all these things happen in your lives. Supernaturally, you don't even know. Matter of fact, you're not even aware that it's going on. Because even though they were seeking him and Herod was after him really to kill the child, but God always got another plan. All right. While they were searching and they found him, they brought their gifts. And that's what the Lord said. When you find God, present your gifts before him. Oh, people got quiet on that one. What is your gift? It's not just money. Your worship. God, that's all he's looking for, your worship. Now, whether you bring anything else, he wants all of you. He wants you to focus on him. See, that's when they came. The wise men came, and they start focusing upon the baby child because they knew who was in their presence. Come on, Holy Ghost, I'm speaking, and I'm in the deep. When you know when you're in the presence of God, you are going to worship. You forget about self. They were wise, but they didn't think about their wisdom. We have found the child. We have found what God has been talking about. When you get the revelation, if I worship God and get into his presence, God will do exactly what he says he's going to do in my life. They open up their gifts. Open up your heart. I'm still talking about an open heart matter. Those people got filled. Come on, they got filled with joy. When they opened up themselves and their gifts, the joy came. Revelation, y'all. Revelation. See what happened? When they opened up, they didn't say they had joy at first. But once they got in the presence of God, the joy came. When you open up yourself before the Lord, you're going to see the peace and the joy that comes from just being there. In the same house with the Father. What an opportunity for us to see this with our eyes. For God to visit my house. For God to, come on, God gonna start visiting you. When you get the opportunity to get in the presence, things gonna start happening. He's gonna open up your eyes. You're gonna see, I have the Savior, the Deliverer inside of me. And he's open to my ears, open to my cry. And I start to tell you this story until I come back. The Holy Ghost knows the perfect moment. You know, Holy Ghost brings joy, laughter, and part of my sermons too. I was in the store the other day looking for shoes. I said I wanted some more black shoes. I wanted this. I wanted that. And I went back, and the Lord saved a pair of shoes for me that I wanted because they're the ionic. And I said, like, they're good for your back and everything else. And I didn't want to pay at that time what I wanted to pay. Glory to God. Y'all know me. Glory to God. But anyway. So I went back. God saved those shoes for me. Only had two pair. And I know that one's for me because that one's way too big for me. I said, God, you saved them for me. But I found the other one because, you know, they had the Black Friday sale. And they were on sale. The other ones. Not the ones that I want. The other ones. Y'all get it? All right. But let me tell you. And I said, one. I asked two of the clerks. I said, why you got these? I said, but they say because black and black stay. But it has a point to it. So I went ahead and, you know, the Lord tell me, go ahead and do things. I ended up getting three pairs of shoes. Glory to God. And what happened was, when I went to the counter, And, you know, I didn't get in a dispute with the man or the lady. The guy kept coming back. He said, you remember, we get a commission, so you let me know that, you know, yeah, I'm the one showing you these, you know. Okay. And then the lady who I worked with, first, she didn't know I was going to get 3 pair of shoes. She just kind of like held me in a kind of way, but you lost $300. But watch this. I get to the counter, and you know, I pay for the shoes, and all of a sudden, you know, and I got a discount one more time. And suddenly, this lady appeared to me. Well, behind me. Ethnic white lady. And you know what she said? And I just briefly said, I didn't mention a long time or whatever. She said, give it to her, I'm going to pay for it. I don't know her. She doesn't know me. Who you think came over there and did that? Talk about joy. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. But I'm sure I got to show up. He'll show up. When you open yourself and you worship and you talk to God, to fulfill your desires. And I was just talking a little bonus. And show up. God will show up. And I laughed with him. I said, you didn't want to give to him what I got in here. He said, sure. We both laughed, you know. We made a joke of it. I kissed her. And I thanked her. Not that I needed it. But I said, so you can get your blessing. Because she wanted to do that. I said, well, I'm always doing it for folks. You know, I do things like that. I said, God, show me. But he wanted me to keep my peace, too. But I'm sharing all this with you, not to boast. I just want to show you, but God, I'll think about something. Talk about the blessing. She sent me a word the other day. Well, Lord, said, anything I ask, didn't you tell me that? He said, if I ask for, what did you tell him? Tell me. He'll give it to me. He'll give it to me. Because I present my gifts. I present who I am to God. I present what it is, and I worship. You see me coming here sometimes stumbling or whatever it is. Sometimes I say, Father, you know who. And I'll praise him in spite of stuff going on. We know. But I still come in here and praise him. And not just here in my car, at home. Elton asked me, who are you talking to? He said something. I'm just talking to my Father. And I had to tell him, I said, look, I don't want you to think I'm talking to myself. I don't want him to think stuff going on with me. But I tell him, I'm talking to the Father. Any moment you can stop and talk to your Father. For peace. I have to tell peace, be still. You think you got stuff, but I can. The Lord has given me an opportunity. You know, we have all these kids and we have teachers and we have this ministry. We have this ministry and that ministry. And that's a big responsibility. That's nothing to play with. That's responsibilities. I need your help, Lord. I need your help to keep me in my peace. Plus, I got family life. I have people that depend upon me, and I depend upon them. So you got to have a God to help you with all of those things and things that they're going through. That's why I do like David. Restore the joy, restore the peace. I'm giving you live examples so you won't think that you're by yourself. I have to lean and trust God just like you. Isaiah 41 and 10, amplified. Who got it? I want you to still hear this. I want somebody to read it out King James, and then I want somebody to read it out the amplified. Let me get King James first, though. 41 and 10?
Yeah. Isaiah 41 and 10. King James. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will be with thee. I am with thee.
First thing,
fear thou not, for I am with thee.
When the enemy comes and tries to put fear or strike you with something, whether it's a bad report or whatever it is, bring this back to mind.
Yeah.
He said, don't fear, don't let it upset you. Don't let it get next to you.
For I am with thee.
The I am said it.
I am that I am.
See, I am is in that statement.
Yes.
The God himself said this. Isaiah didn't say it. God told Isaiah to write this.
Be not dismayed.
Don't be sad. Oh, did his work. And that's what y'all were grieving. Come on, Holy Ghost. Do it for a while. But you can't linger there. Is that helping anybody?
Yes.
You may have to have some losses. But you can't stay on that because there's still something else that got to come. Okay? So you have to tell sadness, go. This, go. Bring back some stuff in your life. That's what Jesus would do.
For I am thy God.
Oh, Lord. Some of y'all forgot who God was.
Mm-hmm.
People not your job. Job not your joy. And thy anointed your God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Let me get it out. Glory to God. Jesus is God.
Yes.
The Lord is your God. I made you. I know all about you.
I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee.
Uh-oh. Why he said yea?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, I'ma help you. Yes, I'ma help you. Anytime you're going through something, God already said, yes, I will help you. Yes, I will be there. Yes, I am for you. Come on, I will keep your peace.
Amen.
In case you thought I wasn't, in case somebody told you, where's your God? He'll never show up.
Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Who can take you out my hand? Who can pluck you out, Isaiah? Who can disannul what I said?
Thank you, Jesus.
Who can take you out?
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Your home is too short to pass. At least Ohio.
Yes.
God made a mistake you made. God said,
Jesus.
You're in my hand.
I just happened to have the two-sided Bible, the parallel Bible, and I just happened to look over And look at that same scripture in the Amplified.
Isaiah 41 and 10 Amplified says, "Fear not. There is nothing to fear. Oh, God. For I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties." Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice.
I'm going to hold you with my right hand. Then he put the word victorious in there. Then he put all these words in there to confirm it so you can have confidence. Why would God take all these words to tell you what I'm doing? So right now, you might be at that point where he's hardening you, making you stronger. You know, things, when they're hard, they're stronger. Yeah. Am I right? Yeah. You take liquid metal, but when it's cooled, it's hard. Yeah. Same thing with water. When it becomes ice, it's harder. Harder to break. He's making you at point when Jesus, that's why Jesus couldn't break. He couldn't break. When they were making his accusation, you healing on the Sundays, on Sunday, on the Sabbath, and then also when he was at the cross and they wanted him to say, come down also. He'd gone through all these things because he knew he had to get to a point where God could really say, I'm satisfied. Yes, he was satisfied when he said, this is my beloved son of whom I'm well pleased. God already knew Jesus was going to go through that. Already knew he was going to come out strong because he hardened him to the fact when people turned on him and everything else. And guess what? He was able to win more souls because of that. So we're going to look at this some more next week. Wise men seek peace. And that's him. That's his name. One of the names of Jesus is peace. So whether you use him, whether you use peace, that's all about Jesus. Did you get the revelation today? I'm going to seek peace. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. He talked about that. They should inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew 5 and 9. Check it out, somebody. You will inherit the things that God said. Keep your peace. Don't fuss with them. Don't argue with them when the temptation comes. You're going to win. don't know who that one's for, but you just grab it for you. I'm going to cause it to happen. And God kept talking about his peacemakers and peace. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I come to give you peace. When I leave, I'm going to leave the comforter. Who's going to give you peace? Went through all of that. He wasn't just rambling and choosing words by accident. I came to restore your peace. Anybody in here need that peace today? Just stand with me. Glory to God. We're closing. I thank you for playing that so softly. God was touching our hearts. You can continue. I believe this word was for somebody today. He would not give me a word. Tell me to start talking about it. Telling me to start translating it. I don't care what's going on. At home, you walk in your door and say, this house is a house of peace. You start declaring, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Peace meaning not just argument. It's everything that you need. The woman with the issue of blood, he said, be made whole. Your faith made you whole. And he was talking about her peace too. Pride, I don't hear that word. Come on, Holy Ghost. You don't have to worry about the pride. It's going to be all right. God's looking for you. He's hardening us to difficulties, making us stronger. Today, if you're in the house today, first of all, he's saying, if you're in a backslidden condition, come now. You need the peace. Like those women wanted peace. For all the things they could have asked God for, they asked for peace. Joy was a second runner-up. Do you need any of those things? You don't have to come out, or you can just raise your hand. And God, I'll give it to you. It's also in Matthew 7:7. You have not, when you start reading about that, have not, because you ask not. Matter of fact, while he's playing, glory to God, I'll just read it to you. Came to mind, so I might as well just read it. I don't miss anything that the Lord wants to give to somebody because he's still speaking. He said, look at this. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek. See, you're seeking that peace right now. That's a place with God. A presence with God. Personal invitation with God. He said, look at this. Seek. Get those scriptures. Sing songs. He said, look at this. Seek and you shall find. Who are you looking for? You shall find the peace you need. That's why he tells us to meditate. Get our hearts back. Get settled. Get back into that place because things will pull you out from underneath that peace. And it brings on sicknesses. It brings on other things. But he wants your peace. I can talk to you when you're at peace. He says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or then he went a little bit further. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? And the Father wants you to have it. I'm not going to give you anything bad when you ask for peace. With the peace come good things, joy, enlightenment. With peace, everything else comes. You don't have to beg the Father, push the Father. When you get to peace, it just comes. You notice when you get in a raid with somebody else, nothing really happens. Just more frustration. But if you maintain your peace, like my aunt would say, you're more apt to get it. So today, if you're in the house today and you don't know Jesus, come now.